Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Well, Doug, it's an honor to have you in here. I'm very excited. But prior to knowing you were coming, which I found out around 8:45 or so when the big boss, Craig Riley, said, oh, by the way, Doug's coming in. I said, well, we're going to be joined by a very special guest that I've been, you know, promoting all morning. And you have a little history with this man, Doug. We welcome to the program one of the original hosts of the Fan Morning Show, the great Johnny J.B. Burton. Johnny, how are you, my friend?
Wally, I am great. Great to hear your voice. Great to hear you on 93.7 The Fan. Merry Christmas to you and your wonderful family, and hello to the great Doug Whaley, my guy.
How cool is this? Oh.
When he said you were coming on, he goes, do you know John? I was like, John and I have history. We go back like Shell Toe Adidas.
Man, I'm telling you, bro. We great memories, man, of 93.7 The Fan. Always great, you know, to cover Steelers practice and see Dougie walking around and just, you know, doing his thing. And he was a big help to me one day when things weren't going so well at the Steelers offices. And I don't know if he remembers that or not. But
he already told me, he goes, oh, John and I go way back. And he goes, hey, there was a certain day that I kind of talked him off the ledge a little bit.
Yeah, it forged our kinship and our relationship and our connection that we will never, ever let go. So you're my guy.
That was a red letter day for me and you.
Yes.
I was on one that day, as the kids say, and Dougie had to kind of, you know, pull me aside and be like, hey, man, you gotta chill out, man.
We've all been there, and we've all just needed that one person to just whisper in your ear.
Yeah, like DK could have used that guy the other day.
Right, exactly.
You know what? If Doug would have been around DK, none of that would have happened the other day.
Exactly, right? Exactly, Doug. I mean, you know, where were you? DK needed you that day. No, but I'll never forget you, Doug, for looking out for me that day. And I appreciate you to this day, man. And it's great to talk with you as well.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt.
Now, John, just for everybody that misses you and loves you, what exactly are you up to right now in Nashville?
Well, if you can believe it, I'm going on 14 years down here in Nashville.
That is unbelievable.
Doing TV. I know. I left in May of 2012 and been down here ever since. And so I've been doing the TV at the CBS station, WTVF, more known as News Channel 5. And then since 2019, I've been doing like morning radio. I do a couple hour show in the morning at WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio. So I do that from 9 to 11 here locally because we're in the central time zone. And then usually I go home, grab something to eat, get a little workout in, and then head in and do TV at night. So I'm doing something, plus I'm doing the personal training still. So I'm doing something 7 days a week, but I love it, man. I love the grind. Nashville's been so good to me, much like Pittsburgh was great to me all those years. So I'm very, very lucky man. I've just, whatever reason, I've always landed in the right spot, whether it was Buffalo or Pittsburgh or, you know, now Nashville. So I've been truly blessed.
I think it's hard work and talent as well, if you don't mind me saying, and no one works harder than you do. Listen, you just went through your itinerary, and, you know, you never neglected the body either, man. The guns, man, when we were, you know, banging it around in L.A. Fitness and Paramount, I'm like, man, look at those guys' freaking arms over there. What's going on with that man?
And JP,
I'll never forget just hanging out in LA Fitness, and you know, you're on one stair stepper, I'm on the other stair stepper, and we would just talk for like 45 minutes or an hour. And
it made it go fast.
Talk about our families, talk about our lives, talk about what's going on in our respective, you know, work environments and everything like that. I mean, you gave me such great advice over the years, and you know, I mean, I really enjoyed just whether we were just, you know, knocking off after work and having a beverage or two, or we're at the gym just hanging out. It was always great talks with you, man. Great advice, really great advice. And I just love the fact that our friendship was able to grow over those years, whether, like I said, whether we were covering the same event, whether we were working together. And of course, those great few months on 93.7 The Fan is the original morning show. I'll never forget those days, man. A lot of fun, bro.
JB, though, I heard a interesting story about you that I did not know. Let's rewind and talk about your thoughts of being a professional wrestler. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I was in the ring for a while.
What was your name?
I wrestled as me.
Okay.
So here's the great part, guys, right? Because you all know, you follow professional wrestling, you have a good guy known as a babyface,
yeah,
and you have a bad guy known as a heel. Well, I worked for two different independent companies in Western PA when I did my – I wrestled for about 6 years. So I was a good guy in one company. I was just, you know, babyface John Burton, the quote-unquote local celebrity. I'm going to give wrestling a try, and I got the fans behind me, and I love Pittsburgh, and I used to come to the ring wearing a Steelers jersey one week and a Penguins jersey the next week, and you know, the crowd, just to get the crowd on my side. And then in the other company, I worked as big homie Jonathan Burton, the guy from New York who hates Pittsburgh, hates the Yinzers, hates, you know. I'll give you a great example. The week after the Steelers lost to the Packers, unfortunately, in the Super Bowl in Dallas, a game that I was there, I covered, we did a show for the company where I'm a bad guy. So I come to the ring and I borrow a Green Bay Packers jersey and hat from the great Jeff Hathorn, who obviously is from the Midwest and grew up a Packers fan as well as a Steelers fan. And I come to the ring wearing Packers gear, and I get on the microphone, and I'm like, oh, yeah, you know what it is, green and yellow, green and yellow, green and yellow.
Oh!
And I had that crowd ready to jump the rails. I thought they were going to kill me. I was like, as I predicted, your Steelers choked in the Super Bowl. The greatest quarterback in the world is Aaron Rodgers. I mean, I had him eaten out of the palm of my hand, so... I just love the performance aspect of it. Obviously, the physical side of it was fun too, man. But, yeah, those were great days, man, the professional wrestling days. I never thought in my wildest dreams I would get a chance to do that. But I was very lucky because the great Corey Graves, Pittsburgh's own, he got me trained and got me ready to go, and we went for it, man. It was fun.
And fast forward to 2025, now all those fans would be cheering you as well, saying Aaron Rodgers is the greatest quarterback ever.
Yeah,
never say never in sports, right?
Never know.
See, Doug, I knew what was going to happen. See, I could see the future.
Foreshadowing.
I knew that Aaron Rodgers was going to sign with the Steelers and lead them to most likely double-digit wins and a division title. And maybe the first playoff win that you guys have seen up there in a while.
In a long, long time. Now, have you perfected any voices down there that, you know, rile the Nashville folks up? I was telling Doug that the one morning you were simulating a conversation between Doug Halland Coach Halland and Coach Day, you know, and Bill Hillgrove called in and said, what's going on? Is Walt Harris in the studio there? Is Ben Halland in the studio there? And I'm like, Billy, it's Johnny. He's just doing a little bit. He goes, oh, my God, I can't believe that. But you had those guys down to a T, brother. You had them down perfectly.
That was a lot. Those days were a lot of fun, you know, calling in to different shows and doing bits and stuff and the voices. Down here, there's really not a lot of like characters. I mean, the one guy that covers the Titans, it's a name maybe you guys are familiar with, Paul Kaharsky.
Sure.
He's been covering, you know, he has his own websites, but he's kind of like Tony Grossi up in Cleveland. He's not a beat writer for the Titans. He's more of an analyst and an opinion guy. And so, yeah, I've done an invitation of him. I've actually called into his podcast as his alter ego because Paul is like, you know, he's like the typical, like, I think he's from North Jersey, New York area. So he's like cynical and negative and, you know, and the Southerners down here can't stand him because of his attitude. So I've actually created a character like, you know, his nickname is PK and he's known as Negative PK. So I actually call his podcast as Positive PK, like his alter ego. Like everything's great. The Titans, you know, everything's great. The Titans are great. They're going all the way. Everything's awesome. Stay positive. And he loves it. He absolutely loves it. Like he can't get enough of it. So he's a good sport as far as that goes. But he's really the only guy that, and I'll actually like imitate him at like Titans press conferences and stuff like that. And just, you know, I get the other like Titans media people, you know, we all have a good laugh out of it, but he loves it more than anybody. Cause he's such an egomaniac. He's a great guy, but he's, you know, he's kind of, you know, he has a healthy opinion of himself. So he likes it when people talk about him.
Oh, that's good.
JB, speaking of the Titans, what do you think of Cam Ward? How's that going?
He's getting better. Okay. He really is. And here's the good thing, guys. He's taken every snap this year. Mm-hmm. I mean, in a league where quarterbacks go down every week left and right, he is and he's taken some shots. Let's be honest about it. The offensive line hasn't always done a great job of protecting him, but he's getting better. And I think this past week in the win over the Chiefs was his most efficient game. You know, he's 21-28, so 75% completion rate. Really did a good job of just reading the defense and adjusting, made some big time throws, didn't turn the ball over. And he's starting to understand not only the on-field portion, but the leadership portion. He's been great with the media. His answers to questions have been, you know, consistent, solid. Had a little crash out meltdown after the Texans game when they lost 26-0. And he said, hey, let's keep it a buck. We ass right now. You know, and I was there. I was on that trip. I was sitting there in the press room like, did he just say that?
Yeah.
But you know what? He's earning the respect of his teammates. And, you know, obviously he's a rookie, but I got to tell you guys, the Titans, Mike Borgonzi, the GM, did a really nice job drafting this year because he's got two wide receivers in Io Manor and DK. DK just made the Pro Bowl. He leads the NFL in all-purpose yards and kick return yards. And he's averaging almost 20 yards a punt return. They got a really good young tight end that they drafted in Gunnar Helm. They've got a second-year inside linebacker who's basically a rookie because he got hurt last year and didn't play. So, yeah, the record's terrible. But, man, I'm telling you, Ward has done a good job of weathering the storm. And, like I said, he gets a little bit better week to week. And that's a good sign for Titans fans in what has been an awful season of a lot of losing. And it's been that way down here, unfortunately, the last couple of years.
Now, one other character that I'd love you to, if it's still in there somewhere, when we had you do a little Stephen B. Smith, that was one of the things. I would just cry laughing when we brought you on as Stephen B. Smith. Can you recreate a little Stephen B. Smith for me?
Well, first of all, you know, the prognostication that I've been able to acquire over the years, you know, being in Pittsburgh as an NBA reporter in a town that hates the NBA was awful. I'd go to Permane's restaurant to watch the NBA game, and I'm watching hockey, and I ask him to put the NBA game on, and they're throwing Permane sandwiches at me and French fries and coleslaw and all this kind of stuff. It's crazy. It's crazy. However, without a doubt, is one of the greatest hockey players of all time. I mean, you talk about Mario Lemieux. You're talking about Wayne Gretzky. You're talking about Bobby Orr. You're talking about all the greats of all time. Sidney Crosby's right there.
Hey, JB, and I know you got the bank account to match Stephen A. Smith's bank account
exactly.
as well.
Oh, God. That guy smells like money.
Oh, my gosh. Now he's thinking about running like for he's going politics. I think
That's going to eat into that $11 million a year.
Like my man Larry Foote used to say, I think he's smelling himself a little too much.
I think so too.
Oh, I miss Larry Foote. Larry Foote was the best, and Doug knows this. Larry Foote was the best because he was the biggest you know what starter. Because I would be in the locker room getting interviews, you know, either for you know for TV or radio. And Larry Foote would be, he, you know, his locker was near James Harrison's. And he would be like,
those two.
What's that, JB? You said you could kick Debo's ass?
And at his size,
Harrison would whip his head around and be like, what? What?
JB,
that's the greatest part. And Paul, you remember this. In the being in the locker room, everybody was so scared of James that they would all come up to all the media would come up to me and be like, "Hey, were you planning on talking to Harrison today?"
They just follow you behind. Exactly.
I was the designated go up to James Harrison guy in the locker room because I had a decent relationship with him. Yeah, it was fun days, my man.
No doubt.
Oh, that was good stuff.
I got a good James Harrison story too. So this is probably 2009, 2008 or something, and we're sitting in the steam room and we're chopping it up, and he's got his mean face on mugging me, and I said, listen, I'm going to tell you something, because we started talking about high school wrestling. I was like, I was a wrestler till I got to senior year, and I didn't want to cut weight because I knew football was my sport, and he goes, you couldn't wrestle me. I'll pin you. I said, listen here, the day my paycheck doesn't depend on your performance, I'm going to bust you up. And that's the first time the guy ever just smiled at me and couldn't say anything. He just started laughing. And I used a little more colorful language that I can't use on
radio. I'm sure. Oh, unbelievable.
So, but he, I'm going to tell you, he is one of the all-time greatest guys.
Yes,
when
he
you
is.
Get behind, when you peel the layers back and he isn't him, isn't James Harrison Silverback, and he's just James Harrison, one of the best.
Good dude.
Yeah, he's a good dude, man. Good dude. Really good dude.
Johnny, I miss our Monday nights at Damon's with Eddie Boo.
How much fun was that?
Oh, I can't believe we did that. We never missed a Monday, ever. Ever.
No. What was that classic Colts-Buccaneers Monday night game where the Colts made that ridiculous comeback? And I think the Colts missed a field goal, but they got called for
like offsides or something.
Leaping.
Oh yeah,
I think they got called for leaping over the pile or something like that. You and I looked at Eddie Boo, and he just looked up, and his eyes got all big, and he was like, "That was a bad call."
You did the perfect Eddie Boo. Oh. I hope he's listening right now, because we never had more fun, man. We never had more fun than those Monday nights.
Nope.
Ever. It was a different time back then, Paulie, wasn't it?
It sure was, and it was unbelievable. And I could do this for hours on end, but we got to cut it a little bit short. Johnny, I want to wish you the happiest and the best of Christmases, and I want 2026 to treat you like you need to be treated, because you are the man, and I appreciate your time this morning.
Paul, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Merry Christmas to you. Merry Christmas to Doug. And let me just say, on the way out the door, all you Steeler fans that want to move on from Mike Tomlin, just take it from me as a Giants fan. I wanted the same thing with Tom Coughlin. Be careful what you wish for. That's all I'm going to say.
Merry Christmas, JB.
JB, Merry Christmas, man. I love you, brother.
Love you too, man. Happy holidays. Good talking
right.
with you, Doug.
All
you
right.
too.
Oh.
See you guys.
See you, JB. Well, that just went exactly like I had hoped.
Oh,
exactly like I knew it would. And we were together, like you said, like we were never like apart. Like we did the morning show together. We lifted together. We partied together. We did everything together. We lived in Monroeville together.
Oh,
I mean, we were just boys. And I miss him, man.
It's always good to have that ace in the hole.
It is.
You can. And the older
and
you get.
And as soon as Craig said, hey, can you do the morning show? I'm like. Meanwhile, I did like a late show on the other side last night. I'm thinking, you know what? Yes. And I'm going to get Johnny on, and we're going to have a blast. And then you, out of nowhere, I get a text that you're coming in. So, yeah, this has been a great morning. It's been fantastic. All right. We're going to take a quick break here, and then we're going to start breaking down the Steelers and the playoffs and what's going on with all that kind of stuff. Coming straight ahead on a Wednesday with Whaley on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Welcome back. It's a Wednesday with Whaley. And again, our thanks to John Burton, one of the great guys of all time. That was just a whole lot of fun, a little trip down memory lane. But let's get caught up with the Steelers.
Mm-hmm.
Metcalf thing should not be a problem. If you take care of business,
yeah.
If you take care of business, I mean, you have no business in the world losing against Cleveland on Sunday. None.
Now, and I'll say this, and just let's kind of have some thoughts on this Metcalf situation. There's a $50 million punch. That's a very expensive punch. Now, for me, whoever, since the Steelers will have a home playoff game, if I'm the Bills or the Chargers or anything, I'm looking at that seat map and I'm finding that section behind the Steelers bench and I'm paying some fan a lot of money. I'm buying your ticket, paying you money, and go in there and just start heckling.
Yeah.
DK
Non-stop.
Metcalf. Because you know you can get in his head and get him, throw him off his equilibrium and have him start focusing on, let me go and start handling this fan instead of paying attention to the game. He shouldn't. I'm not a lawyer, but isn't that premeditation where you walk over?
Yeah.
You leave your job.
Correct.
The focus of going out there and beating Detroit Lions and paying attention, if the defense is on the field, supporting your brothers and being engaged in the game instead, and you walk over to a fan and hit him.
And engage.
Engage. That, that to me, is the lack of focus.
Right.
And there's a saying out there, and I don't know who said it, but I always remember it, and it's, I always say, Whaley words of wisdom.
Yes.
Whoever or whatever controls your emotions is your master.
Correct.
So that fan is DK's master.
He was
in
his
head. And
it
cost him $50 million.
Unbelievable.
$500,000 for the next two games and voided $45 million in guarantees.
Correct.
People.
Now, if he stays healthy and stays productive, he'll get that money.
He'll get that money.
He's not losing that money unless the Steelers decide, you know what, you're not the guy we thought you were, and we're going to move on.
But to use a Yinzer term, for a jabroni in a blue wig? Come on, man.
Who had done it to him before, the year before.
So he knew.
He had to know.
Now, there's some fail-safes in there that failed, as in there's the security.
The Lions security. And don't the Steelers have someone behind the bench to keep the guys kind of in order?
And if you see a player in the middle of a game walking to the fan stands, you have somebody go out there and say,
get back here, man.
Get back here.
What are we
doing? The game's out that way.
What are we doing?
The game's not in the stands.
Correct.
Yes, exactly. So there's some fail safes that need to be incorporated if they aren't, but
they will be going
forward. I've been on the sidelines and I've been in the league a lot. That should never happen. It's in there.
Fan Twitter brought to you by the South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Also, the fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Saturday's a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
What do the Ravens do? And they're imploding in Baltimore. They're imploding.
Yes.
I mean, they're ready to get rid of their coach, get rid of their quarterback. They want to get rid of everybody because they're kind of like, we know how they feel.
Right.
We totally get how they feel.
After the Bills game.
Yeah, we totally get how they feel.
Absolutely. No doubt.
So I would think that if the Packers have anything to play for in that game, they get the job done.
They definitely do. And like you said, with now even Lamar, I don't think he's been healthy all year. Now he's got something with his back.
Correct.
And that defense,
about a Ravens defense being that bad.
It's
incomprehensible.
Absolutely. Not only, but this is really a two-year thing.
Correct.
And they kind of corrected it at the end of last year, but it's alarming. And again, after the Bills game, a lot of Steeler fans had the same feeling.
Right.
They've turned it around. Now, my thought process is, and think about this, look at it next game too. The person on the that's calling the defense now is Mike Tomlin. He has a call sheet there.
Yeah.
Terrell doesn't have that call sheet anymore.
No.
And
look what happened.
And looks what happened. So I know a lot of people don't like Tomlin as a head coach.
Right.
But as a D coordinator, and I think it shows he may have been in the game planning, but he wasn't calling then.
No.
Now he's calling the defense, and these last two games, you see what's happened.
When you do that to the most dynamic run game in the NFL, with a guy that can throw it, by the way, Goff can really – he can dice a team up, and he has.
No doubt.
And we saw the fourth quarter, which, by the way, is a little bit scary.
A little bit scary.
But my goodness – where has that been? How did he let that playoff game happen like it did last year when he gives up 299 yards rushing? I mean, this team has been gouged for years.
Right.
And now he decides to run the defense? Hello? Maybe he finally feels pressure.
Right. And I said this at the beginning of the year when he said this defense can do historic things. I said that was the happiest day of my tenure in the media because now it puts accountability on him.
Correct.
And then after that game when people were like, you gots to go, and they're booing Renegade, then I start seeing that call sheet in his hand.
Good.
So, which is great. And we're seeing the fruits of his labor.
Correct.
All right, coach, if you're – let's do it. Let's call it. Put it on your back. Be accountable.
Right.
And I respect that.
100%.
Go down fighting.
I got it. I got this.
I guess it's me.
I got it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's what, like Andy Reid, by the way, he doesn't need an offensive coordinator.
Mm-mm.
And, you know, this year's on him, and he's okay with that, but he also has three rings. I mean, you know, okay, like, you know, that's fine. But it's good to know that the man can coach.
Yes.
That's what I needed to know.
Mm-hmm.
And you're without, you know, TJ. You're without your man. And, oh, by the way, someone needs to tell him, you know, you can't just rush from the same spot every time and do the same thing every time because it's tired and it's not working.
Mm-hmm.
When he was healthy. It wasn't working.
Right.
He had statless games.
Mm-hmm.
$41 million a year, and you're not cracking the stat line? What are we doing?
Right. Absolutely.
And now, without him, with gap sound and players that are hungry and players that are playing hard and doing what they're supposed to do and what Mike's telling them to do, it works.
Yes.
What a concept.
Being opportunistic. And I hate to do the Bill Belichick.
Do your job. That's all you do.
That's
your job. Nothing else.
Yes.
Don't slide out of your gap because you think you can make a big play. Right. Do your job.
And
it's the ultimate team game.
Yes. Because the defense is designed for everybody to do this certain job.
Right.
And if that's it, they're not going to get any yards. They're not going to be successful on offense.
Right.
But if you go out, you try to do something you're not supposed to or don't know your job, that's when good teams will expose your holes and your weaknesses.
And also allow your all-time great quarterback to throw the ball in the middle of the field.
Yes.
Make plays. Score points.
Mm-hmm.
And I did the pregame show before the Lions game, and I said, here's a day where I think if the Steelers win the toss, because they have to know the Lions are going to score points, they actually take the ball and try to make a statement that we're here to open this thing up and score points. So it turns out they won the toss and they deferred, but guess what? Cam screwed up. He was told, if I win the toss, take the ball.
Oh.
And he was so programmed that, no, we always defer.
Right.
He goes, oh, man, I'm sorry, I screwed up. I mean, it worked out beautifully because they got the three and out, and then they got the great second half start. I mean, their third quarter was the best quarter they played in history.
Right.
I mean, in history.
Another
snap. They had minus 3 yards.
Yeah.
Detroit had minus 3 yards in the third quarter.
So think about that. That's another snafu on a coin flip in Detroit.
The famous heads-tails.
Yeah.
Heads-tails. Oh.
But and now let's think about this, too.
But I'm glad that the mindset, at least, it took Aaron Rodgers to get Mike not to coach in his fears.
Right.
Right?
Right, exactly. And think about this, too. Remember the beginning of the season where the second half, the Steelers would have a bang-up first half. Second half, they'd make no adjustments. And then they would get steamrolled.
Yes.
Now it's the opposite.
100%.
So we're seeing that.
Coaching.
They're coaching. They did some self-scouting and saying, we cannot keep doing what we're doing. And that's the positive of it.
Looked in the mirror.
Yeah, they looked in. Is it because of the fans and the chants? I don't know, but whatever it is, it's changing.
I have a feeling it wasn't because Art threatened his job.
No.
I'm just kidding. I'm being very sarcastic. Yeah.
But I think what we're saying
But I think the writing's on the wall.
Yeah, he heard it.
It's up to him.
Absolutely.
It's on me now.
No doubt.
Because everyone else, the only common denominator for the last 18 years is him.
Yes. Assistant coaches have come and go.
18 years, they've had 4 seasons that have ended in a playoff win.
Mm-hmm.
And yet the whole world thinks you're the greatest coach. Like they're going to change the Lombardi to the Tomlin. No, I mean, I have nothing against a man, but to put him, to anoint him, it's not accurate.
No.
It's just not.
Not now. Now let's hope.
This season. Yes. I'll anoint him if he runs the table here.
Absolutely.
Let's go.
Yes.
And I'll retract everything I've ever said, although it doesn't take back the last 8 years.
No, it does not.
But it's like, okay, the guy can coach.
And that's what I think everybody from fans to media, we're fair.
Yes.
If you're not doing your job, we're going to call you out not doing your job.
Correct.
You're doing your job now, and everybody's praising you effusively.
Correct.
So do your job.
Just keep doing it.
Yeah, keep doing it. Keep doing what you're doing,
yeah, as they say.
And don't coach in your fears.
Yes.
All right. One more segment with Doug Whaley on a Whaley Wednesday here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first 2 orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Yeah, welcome back to a Wednesday with Whaley. It happens to be Christmas Eve day, but that's neither here nor there. It is right now 9:48. Time to check out Nine Yards Golf Lounge, now open at the Block Northway in Ross Township. And don't forget about the one in Washington County, real close to my new gym down there. I'm going to have to check that out. Listen to the Fan Morning Show on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or whatever you get your podcast. Fan Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on Route 19 in Peters Township. And Doug, we're finally caught up in that regard. How deep can this team go, in your opinion? And right now, much like when the Steelers won their latest Super Bowls, the Patriots were out the way.
Yep.
Someone took care of the thing that they couldn't handle. Now everybody's out of the way.
Everybody's out of the
except
way.
Except for Josh Allen.
That's the problem. Scary one. He's the problem.
But their coaching's a problem.
Their coaching and their defense is a problem.
Big problem.
Right. So for me, it comes down to, I think they can at least be, they'll be competitive in a playoff game for sure. Will they win? They got any as good a chance as anybody in that playoff field right now. The question I have are, will they, when it gets tight? Because think about it. These last two games, it was tight. And they really got saved by officiating.
Correct.
Can they come up and make a play instead of waiting for an officiating
or just
decision?
Finish the job. Can you finish?
Finish. That's it. That's the best way to say it.
And
can they finish? Because in the playoffs, that level of
different.
Intensity gets ratcheted up to something that is, you can't just wait. Hope the refs bail you out.
And it's funny to me that these veteran receivers have convinced Mike that we can actually play offense to score points.
Right.
And that's what you need to do.
Absolutely.
You have to score points to win playoff games.
And I was going to do this once they got in the playoffs, but to look at Aaron Rodgers' last couple playoffs, and the one I just sticks in my head right now was when Tom Brady, when he was with the Bucs and they went to Lambeau.
Yeah.
And Tom Brady threw three interceptions in the second half.
And still won the game.
So they're just that telling you that, right? So when you get a combination of Rodgers' playoff futility, Coach Tomlin's playoff futility, them winning, surviving games because of calls, it's going to be interesting. But they still are playing well enough that I think they can win at least a game. I don't know if they're going to make a run for the roses or the Super Bowl, as they say, but I believe they can be competitive.
And I know it's not sexy, but I defy anyone to show me that it's still not true universally. Stop the run and run effectively, you're going to win the freaking game.
No doubt. No doubt.
That's never going to change, Doug. Mm-hmm. It's never going to change.
Yes.
And that's what they did so well until that fourth quarter.
And I'll put a new age spin on it because it's such a pass-happy league. You throw to score points, but you run to win the game.
Yeah. That's 100%. It.
That's how the game is now.
I'm fascinated by Ben Johnson now. He's now my guy.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
He is now, I you see his post-game celebrations with his team and his offensive mind.
Oh.
He's going to win Super Bowls.
And that QB?
That is going to happen. Oh.
Man.
He can make every throw.
Yes.
Every single throw. Now, he's not polished yet.
No.
He's a work in progress. But he's only going to get better. And oh, by the way, they're going to win Super Bowls in Chicago.
Mm-hmm. No
that
doubt.
Guy is just... And when he started talking about pass efficiency, that's the new metric.
Mm-hmm.
You know what Aaron Rodgers was on Sunday? The most effective passer in the NFL on Sunday over the middle of the field.
There you go.
Hello?
Hello.
I hope Mike takes a good long look at that and says, that's what we need to do.
Mm-hmm. And that's probably why Tomlin said, if this guy comes in, I'm going to relinquish my thought process of being so protective of the football. This guy is a first ballot Hall of Famer, one of the most talented QBs to ever play the game. Why handcuff him?
Right.
Let's give it.
And who's ever been better pre-snap?
Oh, one.
Gainwell. Brady. How about when he hit Gainwell with,
oh,
go wide.
Go wide.
And that's even give Romo credit. And I love watching the game with Romo because he goes, they got a linebacker on Gainwell. He said that right before he split out wide, and then it was just like, it's on.
And last thing I'll say, when you go on a Super Bowl run, there's fate, there's luck, and that Gainwell pass and these calls that they're getting, that gives you a little thing like, might be a team
Things
of destiny.
Happen.
Absolutely.
There's Ben making a tackle in Indianapolis.
Oh,
There's Jerome fumbling, which he never does. I mean,
absolutely.
All those things happen. You're right.
You got to have luck.
There's fate, and there's a little destiny involved.
Yep, absolutely. So we'll see.
Unbelievable.
No doubt.
Well, Doug, we got to sneak out of here. Merry Christmas. What a pleasure. What an unbelievable pleasure
this was
today. I would love to do a Wednesday with you every Wednesday. What were we at here? Fair weather. That's all we got left. Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Mild day in general. Looks sunny right now, but they're calling for a cloudy day and a high of 42. For Charles the Gorgeous, thank you. It was a lot of fun. Are you going to stay awake for the rest of the day? You good?
Yeah.
You did all right? By the way, your bad Santa was great. Your Santa press conference that was on at 5 this morning was very enjoyable.
Oh, thank you.
And people should download that and listen to it.
Doug had no idea what it was.
No, but it was fantastic.
It was
Doug,
a
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
And to all of you out there listening and all of the callers today, Merry Christmas, and I'll see you after the Steeler game on Sunday. I'll be doing Steeler postgame on Sunday. So that's the next time I'll be with you. Please have a safe and a Merry Christmas and a very Happy New Year. God bless you all. Josh Roundtree is next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.